Private First Class George Smith of Brooksville. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I'm sure you're not used to be calling sir. You're not called sir too much in the military, but to us, we honor your service. And you are one of 23 who could be named the U.S. Army's top soldier.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
When will you find that out, George?
Sir, I believe we'll find out tonight after our ceremonial dinner.
Now, how long have you been in the Army?
Sir, this month I hit 16 months total.
Wow. And what did you do? I mean, give us your experience. I mean, what are some of the stuff you had to do to compete? I mean, one of 23 around the world. I mean, what were some of the things you had to do?
Well, sir, you start off at the basic level of competition, just showing your proficiency in your MOS and military bearing. After being selected at those levels, you proceed to your command and compete in various warrior tasks, such as, you know, engaging targets with an M4, combat lifesaver skills, and various other tasks. And I guess if you show enough proficiency, you win those competitions, sir, and then you go on to a level such as this, which being the highest.
Now, were you somebody that shot and hunted and were proficient with guns before you went in?
Yes, sir. My father made sure of that.
There you go. A lot of us Southern boys are. I mean, we grew up around guns, so you had a head start on everybody else. When you first got on the range with the M4, how'd you do?
Sir, I did very well. One of the biggest tasks that the drill sergeants at basic training have is ensuring weapon safety, and that was something that was no matter to me. That's, first and foremost on my mind at all times, so it was not difficult at all.
Well, safety is a big concern for everybody who's operating a weapon. And I'm sure in the situations that you're thrown into, you know, you don't want to shoot your buddies that you're with. So, you know, keeping it safe is a very good thing, buddy.
Yes,
well, tell me, so you're good with the M4. What about do you shoot the handgun too?
Yes, sir, we did. We shoot a M9. It's a Beretta. 9mm, of course. We had to engage targets with that at this competition in specific, and also disassemble it and perform a functions check as well with multiple weapon systems.
So when you're in basic training and you're doing all this stuff, they recognize pretty quick the folks who are good at this, don't they?
Yes, sir, definitely.
That must have made your chest stick out a little bit extra, didn't it?
Well, sir, throughout the Army, one thing I've realized is if you're a little better, maybe not stick your chest out, but maybe suck it back in a little bit and help your buddy out that's struggling with something.
Wow. Well, there you go. Well, you had to feel good about it. Who would you like to thank in your family? It sounds like you had some pretty good role models growing up.
Yes, sir. I'd say so.
Got somebody like your dad taught you? How early did he teach you about guns, gun safety?
I believe as early as I could hold one, sir.
Wow.
He thought better to know than not. And I believe the same thing.
Absolutely. How old are you, sir, young man?
Sir, I just turned 22 in July.
Well, sounds like you got a great career ahead of yourself. We thank you so much for your service. Once this is over, where do you go from here?
Sir, after this is over, if I win, tomorrow I will be shuttled to Washington, D.C., where I'll await further instruction. If I'm not chosen as the winner, then I will report back to Fort Bragg tomorrow to, continue on in the Army mission.
Are you in the infantry?
Negative, sir. I'm a support soldier, actually.
Okay. What's your MOS?
I'm a 92 Yankee, which is a unit supply specialist. I just provide for my unit pretty much any supplies or any kind of support that they need. And I guess essentially that's, in other various tasks.
Well, listen, good luck with your career. Good luck with this competition. And thanks for coming on. And more importantly, thank you so much for your service. We need young men and women like you. Way to go, dude. Congratulations.
Sir, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Have a wonderful time. Thank you much.